It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Hi, this is Nicole. I cannot come on the show anymore. I have a voice box.
You sound like Lorraine off of Mad TV. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 266. Today is also February 28th, 2010. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get two shows out here for you, you know, because we can't do a live show on Sunday. Because
Ricky's going to be in Chicago.
So we're going to try to get two of these bad boys and... Already, the first one kind of sucked.
But. Yeah, it did. We're doing two because we're dedicated to our fans.
We are very dedicated to our fans. But, you know, as soon as we say that, they're like, well, if you were dedicated, you'd do four a week.
Yeah, I know, right?
I could imagine if we did four a week, we'd have to do like 20 minutes like Big Fatty.
Because we don't have anything we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, because we don't have lives.
Well, we do. I mean, me and you can sit here and talk about nothing, but it's not going to be... It'll be funny to us, but it won't be funny to anybody
People
else.
Are like, what the fuck?
What are they, talking about?
I'm cutting this shit off.
Oh, no. They should edit.
They should just not put shows out. They should edit. I don't do that. No. I've been doing that all the time at work now. Like the whole Big Fatty thing.
Right.
You know, when somebody tells me to print something, I'm like, no! No, I will not print it.
Next thing you know, you'll be hanging a sling from the...
And sucking off a porno star.
Right. Having a 5-gallon bucket of bacon grease.
Oh, ew. I bet he does. Let's describe Big Fatty's room real quick. I guarantee you the walls are painted black just so the cum all over the walls will show up when they put on the lights. He has a 5-gallon drum of actual bacon grease that his grandma used her whole life.
Uh-huh. That's for...
That she sat on the can.
That's to make fisting easier.
Yeah. With chunks.
Actual bacon chips.
Yeah.
Bacon bits in it.
Oh, God.
Like
Bacos. Not Bacos. Gross. Let's see what else he has. A sling that smells of.
That's ribbed for his pleasure.
I bet he has a button instead of saying, that's easy. It says. And I guarantee you he probably has a shower full of lube. Like, you know, that you just go under it and you just get lubed up.
Well, don't forget the cabinet O toys.
Yes. That he has, like, out on a surgical
table.
The
dildo that's shaped like a fist. And then the orange road cone.
Oh, God. That he fills up with bacon grease. I guarantee you there's a video camera with night vision goggles on there.
And the 16-inch double-headed black dong. Yeah.
Why has it got to be black?
You know why.
What else is in there? I bet the floor is tarped.
Well, yeah, otherwise your feet will just...
It's probably tarped and it has drain holes for like the piss and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can just hose it out.
Yeah. Ew. And squeegee it out. It's probably tile up under. It's like what we used to do at Hardee's. We have to spray that shit down and squeegee it. Gross.
There's probably just as much grease on that floor as there is at Hardee's.
Oh my God, kill me. Nasty gross.
There is not enough degreaser and disinfectant on planet Earth.
To clean that room.
To clean that room. It's like it's like a room at the Parliament House.
God damn, that's nasty. No, he does have a big screen TV that has a remote, so it's not like the Parliament House.
So it's a little better than Parliament
right.
House. I don't think I could spend the night at Parliament House, because honestly, you know the only thing those rooms are used for.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's guys that turn the lights out or turn most of the lights out, lay there on the bed with their ass up, with the door propped open, just waiting for somebody to walk by and fuck them. Ew.
Yeah, I would have to take my own cot, probably. Like, I would have to sleep on a cot.
I couldn't even do that, because you know there's going to be critters jumping up on you from the floor.
Maybe it's just better to sleep in your car.
Yeah, I think so.
Or I go to someone else's house.
Crotch lice jumping up off the floor.
Ugh. Oh, that reminds me of the website. Remember the website I told you about?
Oh, yeah.
I think I got it from some other blog.
Where you can order
crabs.
Pubic lice.
Yeah, and put it on your ex.
And especially aggressive breed.
Yeah, they breed them to be aggressive. And it's totally legal, and they totally sell crabs, which I think is hilarious. Could you imagine just walking up to somebody and throwing crabs all over them? Like, oh, why'd you throw that dirt on me? It's not dirt, bitch.
What are you spraying? It's herpes in a spray bottle.
Oh. You got the herp.
Deal with it, bitch.
Oh, God. Are we totally off subject today or what?
You know what? We're rambling.
And we're tired.
You know what? I think it's actually funny because in the first episode, though.
True. Mm. Oh.
What?
I thought I heard the popo.
That's fire department.
Yeah.
Oh, firemen's.
Oh, hey, my house is on fire. Mm. When I mean my house, I mean my ass.
No, I need the cute one to carry me outside.
Yeah, please. With his clothes off.
Yeah. And mine, too.
Oh, so what do we have to talk about? You got more stuff?
We have one very big subject.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a smaller subject. Well, I'll go into the smaller subject first. Ricky got a notice in the mail this week.
Jury, I was nervous.
Duty.
Yeah. Dum, dum, dum.
Jury duty.
And I was like, this motherfucker better not be during my Chicago vacation because I sure will pay the $100 penalty not to go.
Of course it's not. But my suggestion was just to tell them he doesn't believe in Jesus to get out of it.
I'm surprised that was the first thing you told me. The first thing I thought you would tell me is to say, I hate black people or something.
Oh.
Or if, do you like Asians? Ew.
Yeah. Well.
Which is not true. And I'll say this again. There are some Asians I find cute.
Right.
And some Asians I would probably sleep with. I don't find all Asians cute.
So anyway, somehow we got on the subject of Ricky actually being on the jury and it being some kind of meth head. And you're like, well, if they don't have teeth, they're automatically guilty. Because you know people without missing teeth are going to be criminals.
That just ain't right with Jesus.
Girl, you doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Why is your teeth black?
Yeah, ew. Speaking of that, you know, I've been reading some profiles online here recently. Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it just sounds like a crime to me? I don't get that.
If you have any complaints, please send it to Julian at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and I will forward the message to him.
Oh. Well, I felt we hadn't.
Why does it make it sound like a crime?
Blackmail?
Oh, blackmail. 6 foot. Like,
no, blackmail.
Oh, I get it now. I got it the first time you told me, when you told me this week.
Yeah.
That's still funny.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm sure we're still going to death threats.
Probably. Well, just me.
You know what I'm going to put on my profile? Please have teeth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I love piss.
No. No. That's after I get to know someone.
How come every time you open up an email from somebody, you're like, ew. Or, ew.
Why is this person looking at me?
Ew.
That couple? Remember the couple?
Oh,
I was like,
God. And they're both like 912.
Right. Oh, that reminds me of the car we saw today.
And the uglier the person, the farther away the picture is taken.
Right. And the closest they live to me.
Yeah. Once it gets to like aerial photograph range.
Not aerial photograph.
That's a ugly motherfucker. Yeah. Aerial photograph.
What, That's you were with me when the van today, right?
That's photogrammetry, y'all.
Photogrammetry. Is that mixed with topography? What else?
No, there is a such thing as photogrammetry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Aerial view pictures? Is that what that is? Oh.
Yep.
Fancy.
I know.
I learned something, y'all.
Yes, I was with you on the van.
With the van. Yeah. You want to tell people what the van said?
It had a big... I'm assuming it was magnetic.
It had a cross on
it.
It
was probably
too.
Like 2 foot by 2 foot large.
2 foot by 2 foot.
And it's like, it said, "Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America."
Guess we lost America. We can't find her.
Because, you know, we have lost so many rights since Barack Obama was elected.
We've lost so many rights. I mean, we didn't lose any while Bush was president,
no,
right?
No, no, no.
We didn't lose the right to have privacy.
No.
It's okay to wiretap people.
It's okay not to get tortured.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's okay to lie to the American people to go to a war.
Right, because, you know, there's bombs
9/11.
And stuff. 9/11.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of the mass destructions.
Also known as a camel.
I love that, a camel.
Yes.
We're looking for weapons of mass destruction. And
please,
you can't make
them. Be leaving my camel alone.
We can make them, but you can't.
His name is... Hussein.
His name is... Hussein. Finbar thought it was a cat in here.
Goddamn.
Oh, here comes Rudolph the reindeer.
You're right. Scratchy the
fuzzball. Right. I guess he's mad because we're talking about him.
Well, the only thing left on my show notes is the war in Tajikistan. Otherwise known as dinner at Ling's Chinese buffet tonight.
OMG.
Yeah, I will post the one picture I took up on the Foul Monkeys blog later. Well, probably when you post this show. But
will probably be in April.
It was the sister.
Sister, a fine sister.
In the most skin tight.
Woo! Crab legs.
Blow that shit the other way. Anyway, she had the most skin tight.
Don't be talking about burps.
Pants.
Your burps
on
are lethal.
I have ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. And they were the brightest shade of
metallic purple.
Metallic purple I have ever imagined. That color does not occur anywhere in nature.
Mm-mm. It looks, you know what it looked like? She was wearing a Mylar balloon. That's what it looked
in
like.
In purple.
Yeah. Samantha's like, "Oh my God, Julian, look at the table."
I mean, I've seen, you know, you'll go in some places and there'll be a few people that are poorly dressed. I have never been anywhere where there was that many people horribly, horribly dressed. Nobody was dressed good there except
us,
me, and Samantha.
Oh, I had shorts on and a shirt, but I had
you
Crocs
made
on.
Made the
so
cardinal.
That
you committed the cardinal sin of wearing Crocs. That disqualifies you right there.
Whatever. That reminds me, we got an email from Jerry, who's on the Bend Over and Take It podcast. Okay. It has to do with that. I just want to read it real quick. "Great show. Tell Julian that Brad and I also share his intense hatred of Crocs. Also, who do we have to blow to get added to your list of podcasts on your page?" That would be me.
And he has to blow Stephen UK.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's okay, because he's foreign and probably uncut. Hey,
so Steve. Anyway, there was a little girl in a gold...
Well, Samantha said it was okay. We should not make fun of her because it was a dance uniform.
So she thinks.
Yeah.
That has not been proven. There was also a little girl who had on like a plaid jacket. A rat's nest of a hair, and
no, it was leopard print jacket.
Oh, that's right, leopard print jacket and silver shoes that were too big for her.
Mm-hmm. And there was also a woman there,
oh, with the Jetson shoes.
Yeah. She had a yellow sweater dress on with a lovely black belt going around with her silver
something
shoes. I thought they were clear.
They had a lot of clear to them.
Yeah, well, the upper legs were silver, right?
No, I thought those were clear, too. Like, swirly, clear things going, like, 8 inches up her legs. It looked like a fucking satellite orbiting around her legs. And there was, like, 4 inches of clear void heel on them. It was the ugliest, most freaky shit I have ever seen in my life.
It looked like she had a pair of jelly boots on. You know, those jelly shoes they used to have, but it went all the way up the leg. I'm going to invent those one day. I'm going to invent thigh-high jelly boots. Could you imagine?
You will go in the Hall of Fame with the inventor of the pet rock and the Snuggie, otherwise known as your mom.
I invented the Snuggie in 1970. It's called putting on your fucking robe backwards. That was hilarious. She said that on the same day that she found out that I did not believe in Jesus.
Also known as the day hell froze over.
The day that we did not pray. Which I don't know why there was this big argument. I still don't get that.
I think we should pray. Oh, I'd rather eat dirt.
She prays at the drop of a dime. She probably prays when she gets a run in her pantyhose. I bought Steel Magnolias today, not today, a couple days ago. It was on sale for $4.75.
I'm sure there's some more tragedy in Ling's I'm not thinking of.
You're still like...
There was so much horror
It was
there.
A lot. That was
My God.
Oh, the guy that had his shirt tucked into his jeans with no belt.
And had a 7-month pregnant belly.
Yeah, and he was standing there like... You know how like guys put their wrist on their side, but it's like the outside of their wrist and they're like this? I wish I could describe it to you guys. I guess they know what I'm saying, but...
It's the gay hand on the hip.
If you've seen If you've seen The Hangover and you see the guy...
The Hungover is in our special collection.
Right. And the guy's like, so, it's time to let the dogs out. That guy, how he's standing, that's how that guy was standing.
Yeah.
Which, that's a pretty good movie. A lot of people are like, oh, that movie's so stupid.
I laughed my ass off. Funny. Yeah, it was.
I look like a nerdy hillbilly.
Am I missing a tooth?
I would die... Julian.
I would die
if I woke up one day and I had teeth missing. Like, that's the thing.
But it would be incredibly entertaining for me.
It would be, but I'm telling you right now, that is like one of my big things. And I want to take my own teeth to the grave with me
That may not be possible, but the difference between you and meth heads is if something did happen to one of yours, you would get it fixed.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I want to keep my teeth.
Well, sometimes you don't have a choice.
Then, yes, you do. It's called killing yourself after you lose your teeth.
Oh, goddamn, Ricky. You can have implants. You can have bridges. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do and still have, you know, where it looks like all of your teeth.
Yeah,
you don't have to go around with summer teeth.
I know, but what if somebody finds out they're not real? That's what I'm so afraid of.
Well, that's why you only tell people that love you.
Well, that would be no one right now, so I guess I don't have to worry about that. Womp, 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 womp. Speaking of that, I want to talk about that too. You people. You know, you guys are calling me a whore and all this stuff. Let me tell you, I don't give it up that easy. And you can ask Julian. You can ask Drew. I do not give it up easy.
By give it up, he means the booty.
Yeah, don't do it.
But.
What?
What about other stuff?
Well, that's different.
So you give that up easily, huh?
Well, yeah, because I'm horny. But I don't do booty. I don't do the booty stuff that much.
Well, I enjoy the booty stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're a whore.
I'm not a whore. Goddamn. Just because I like full penetration sex does not make me a whore.
Just the way you say it makes it sound horrorish. Full penetrative sex. Yeah. So clinical, yet so unclassy.
Yeah. That's classy with a K, bitch.
Cute. I will cut you.
Road. So, yeah, there's been a lot of talk online these days about your revolving door.
I know.
Revolving again.
Is it revolving? It's not revolving that
the
much.
The last couple few weeks, you've been pretty low key, although I did get a text last night saying you might have a visitor.
But that never happens. And that's part of the reason I was pissy when you came home last night.
Yeah, because when I got home last night, Ricky, like, acted kind of like somebody pissed in his Cheerios. And I'm like, well, I think I'll just go to bed.
Yeah. I could tell, like, you probably wanted to talk to me, but I wasn't in the bed. You're like, what's wrong with you? And I was like,
nothing.
I'm just fucking bored. Probably, I wanted to go out and drink, I think, is the problem, but I'm trying to lose weight, so it's hard. You know, I can't really want to do that.
Well, I can tell when you're not in a good mood.
Because I don't talk.
And that you weren't your normal, happy, perky self. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay. And meanwhile, I was in a great mood, and I'll be damned if I was going to let you pull me down with you.
Well, let me tell you about... I don't want to hear about your night, okay? I'm fucking color-correcting pictures right now. No, it wasn't like that. Can we say his name on the show? Is it okay?
Yeah.
I hope Connor doesn't think I'm like a bitch or anything.
No.
I'm pretty laid back. I think he'll like me.
I know. I think so, too.
He loves me. He really, really loves me. What are you looking at? Is
me?
There something wrong with the mic?
No, I'm watching the lights on the mixer, actually.
Were that boring?
No, I'm just cray-cray like that.
Is it going up 5 spots?
Ooh, shiny lights. They're flashing, y'all.
Attention deficit disorder.
Little bit.
Oh, my leg hurts still. And my ass hurts from the bike ride.
Yeah, that's what it's from.
It is, believe me.
There is no telling what you did yesterday while I was not here.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I slept.
With?
Myself.
Oh.
Because nobody fucking loves me. Nobody likes me. I'm too fat for people. Well, too fat. My hair's receding.
Okay.
I'm old.
I don't want to, you know, sound too mean here, but you were just as fat. And just as hair receding when you had your last two boyfriends. Okay?
Yeah, true.
So, I don't think you'll have a problem finding somebody.
Yeah, but that's the problem. I don't want to find guys like them again.
Well, no, of course, but that doesn't mean you can't
You're
find...
not fat enough!
That doesn't mean you can't find somebody better.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You know, a little more.
Connor.
A little more mature.
Connor, get on it.
He's not worried about you right now.
Yeah, nobody's fucking worried about me. Okay, bye.
You can attend Ricky's memorial service at the Coon Crisp Funeral Home.
Coon Crisp.
Actually, it's Crisp Coon.
Crispy Coon.
It's located in Winter Haven, Florida.
Of course it is. That just sounds insulting to me, the name of that funeral home.
Crisp Coon.
Yeah, that just doesn't...
Well...
Jesus would not like that.
That's because you're racist.
No, that's because you're racist.
I don't see color.
Yeah, because you're colorblind.
I know, right?
You can't even tell what color shirt you have on.
It's green.
Only because I told you.
When?
When you brought it out of the store, you're like, I can't even tell its color.
No, that was the shirt from Hollister because it's fucking pitch black in there. I could see this one.
It's probably not as bright as I see it, though, right? Since you're colorblind?
Yeah, I probably see a different shade than you.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. It's really bright.
But you know
what? I was going to say, it's bright as that flashlight over there, but you probably can't see that either. So, because it's the same color.
Yeah, you comparing something. I mean, they'll look the same to me.
Uh-huh.
But they're not going to look the same as what you see. But you know what? I've never been able to see it, so I don't know what I'm missing.
That sucks.
It's like if you're born missing a sense, then you don't really know what you're missing. But,
yeah,
if
but all your other ones are stronger.
But if you go blind after you already saw, then it
that's
really
sad.
Suck.
That's sad. I that would be a reason probably to end it all.
That would be really shitty. Because, I mean, how would you know if the person you were with is cute or not?
Well, you'd have to feel their face, I guess.
What the hell is that supposed to do?
Lionel Richie did it. And wasn't it him that did it?
Lionel Richie can see.
No, remember when he was in the video with the blind girl and she was feeling his face, the mold of his face? Remember?
No.
Yeah, I think it was him that did the video with that.
Well, I don't remember it.
Yeah, he was singing about a girl that was blind and she would feel his face and then she made a mold of him.
How does that make you see him?
It was her interpretation of his face.
Okay, all you're going to do is, okay, he has a nose. Oh, and lips.
And teeth. He has teeth.
Oh, he has teeth. Woo! Yes, he passes the Ricky test.
Wait,
anyway.
Let me feel the roof of his mouth to make sure they're real.
I thought you were going to say, did he have a cleft palate?
Oh, that's not funny. Oh, my God. It's almost 10 o'clock. How long have we been recording? 26 minutes. So we have
how long have you been?
I'm going to take my melatonin. emails? Email. No.
You need to take some kind of pill. All
right.
But I don't know that it's melatonin.
Crack is back. Let's see here. Oh, Tim went to the website and actually wrote us an email from there. You know, I love it because it means they go to our website.
That's Tim in Alaska.
Tim in Alaska, who sent us that lovely, the letter with the pictures and stuff. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was an awesome thing.
It was. I enjoyed that.
It's like a whole year's memory kind of thing.
I did like that.
That was awesome. We need to go up there to Alaska.
It's fucking cold up there.
We can go during the summer.
It's still cold up there.
Not. It's probably like it feels here.
It's cold right now to me.
I want
to
see the...
I live way, way too close to the equator
right.
to be going up that goddamn far north.
What are the things called? Aurora?
Borealis?
Yeah, is that what they're called?
Uh-huh.
I want to see those. You see those in Alaska, right?
I don't
know. I think that's where you see them. Because in Alaska, it's like 6 months light, 6 months dark, right?
That would depress the fuck out of me. I can't stand it right now. Well, the days are starting to get a little bit longer, mm-hmm. so I'm feeling better. But when it was like middle of winter and the fucking... There was only 6 hours of light in the day. I'm like, God damn.
Please put a pin in Anchorage to represent my husband and me. I can't bear the thought of that evil cunt Sarah's pin in Wasilla representing the whole state. Warm hugs, Tim in Alaska.
Well, you know, as of right now, Sarah is the only pin that's
in
Alaska.
We need to add Lee in Chattanooga and Tim in Alaska. And I think that's the only two people that gave us their locations.
I want some of our listeners outside of the United States.
Thank you.
To fucking send us an email. Wait. I want to see some more pins not on the United States.
Greg?
For our Chilean listeners?
Oh, we're really sorry about your losses.
Was it Bjorn that said the reason they had an earthquake at Chili's because Kirstie Alley didn't get her Southwest egg rolls?
Oh. Everybody's making fun of her. I kind of like her, even though she's kind of weird. She's like psycho freak. I like her.
Well, if you yo-yo diet that much, you're bound to be crazy.
You know what? I never realized Chile was that long of a country. I mean, it takes up the whole continent almost.
It's long and skinny, yes.
Did you notice it? I mean, did you know it was that long?
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh.
And it's right next to
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
We're gonna get emails for
some. I kind of feel like a pop star, too, because I have the pop mic here. The pop guard thing. The truth is, I never left you.
You...
All through my wild
You,
days.
Madame, are no Patti LuPone.
My mad existence. I kept my promise.
Don't keep your distance.
We need to sing a song. That's what we need to do.
Or do another video.
Oh,
we were listening to Wilson Phillips.
As you say that, earlier. I have some Wilson Phillips queued up here.
We were jamming out to some Wilson Phillips earlier today.
Let's see.
And we're like, we need to do another video. My suggestion was Milli Vanilli, where they do like the chest bump in midair. Yeah.
And I say we wear the mop wigs.
And just like them, we can lip sync.
Let's see here. Oh, I need to. There we go.
Oh, he's a hoe. Oh, he's a hoe. Oh, he's a hoe.
We have great
Rick,
listens.
He's a hoe.
Great listens.
He has his glory hole.
In drilled his bedroom
through
wall.
The wall. Stick it through and get your nuts.
After all. We have great listens like that. And then we have, of course, Impulsive. We have Eyes Like Twins. Rod Stewart's A Reason to Believe by Wilson Phillips.
I don't like the California album because they're all fucking remakes.
Yeah, they pretty much are.
The only remake they did was that I liked was Daniel.
That's not on here.
No, it wasn't on that album. They did it back,
like, separate, just like a EP or something.
But it was good. I actually liked it better than the Elton John version.
That you lied, straight face, while I cried, Drew.
If I had a dollar for every time, never mind.
You would be rich as a motherfucker because you're a whore.
Rich.
Bitch.
What does it mean a whore have to do with that?
If you had a dollar for every time.
Every time I got lied to by.
We would both be rich as shit.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't be doing this show because we'd be in like fucking.
Independently wealthy.
Yeah. And we'd be somewhere awesome, not Lakeland, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going 32 minutes. You ready to end this?
I'm ready to end it.
Oh, shit. Anyway, it was just funny because it was like the songs were bringing back like times of parts of our lives. And I was like, oh my God, I totally remember rollerblading to this song or roller skating. That was before rollerblading was even out.
They hadn't invented rollerblades yet, y'all.
We're old. We didn't even have the internet. That's awful.
Before Al Gore invented it for us.
Yeah. A series of tubes. Mm.
And transistors.
All right, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33801.
Follow our Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
I do have some thank yous to say real quick for reviews on our show and iTunes, which we would greatly appreciate.
Absolutely.
While I'm bringing that up, I want to say you can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys, or you can follow me on Facebook under Ricky Burton. Let's see here. We're getting... Oh. Why does it say Foul Monkeys is not found? Oh, because I spelled it Foul Funkies.
Oh.
I got a little nervies there for a second.
Mm.
I also want to give a plug to two of my friends that started their own show. They only have one show up right now, and they're here in Lakeland.
Uh-huh.
Ryan and Stephanie, who I gave the old mixer to or sold it to them. They have a podcast called Booty and the Beast. Booty and the Beard.
Uh-huh.
You can go to bootyandthebeard.com to listen. They're not in iTunes yet, so they're still working on that. They've submitted their show. They just haven't gotten the...
Lord, I hope they're as good as your last spinoff.
You mean that's what she said? You are so cunty. Oh my God, that's so cunty.
It wouldn't be me if I didn't give them shit.
Wow.
let's just say that we all rag on each other pretty damn hard.
Yeah,
so it's to be expected.
I'll say what Miss Yvonne says at work. Honey, if they're talking about you, that means they're jealous or they love you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to Mike L. Wolf. Thank you for leaving us a review. The Gravitas. Thank you. We love it. and Stevie B, who is in Baltimore.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we hope to see at least Stevie B this year at Gay Days again.
And Veritable Virgo also gave us a new review.
It's not on there yet.
Yeah, it is. I read it.
Oh, yeah, but I already said that on the last show.
Oh.
Didn't I say that?
I don't remember.
Veritable Virgo, Stephanie, Kathy, Pet My Monkey Coffee. I only
read them back as far as they mention me.
Well, we don't have very many, so
because honestly, before me, you got some non-5-star reviews.
Yeah, we got a 1-star review that is awesome. It kind of makes me want to read it, just you know, to remind people they need to go in and send us.
Was before you were loved.
That was given to us by a total hateful ass bitch. We'll put it under the most critical. Can I read it? Do you mind? Have I read it to you before?
I've read it, but go ahead.
Really monumentally awful, not to mention a disservice to the gay community in general. The boyfriend, Herb, actually seems like a normal, intelligent, nice guy, but the host, Ricky, is a total bore. Clichéd, ignorant stereotype. Here's 50 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Total waste of bandwidth.
Okay, first of all, me and Ricky both have serviced the gay community many, many, many times.
And very well.
And very well. So that right there is bullshit. And we all know what happened with Herb.
Right. Do you think I'm cliched, though?
No.
I mean, that's not even... I'm not even
no,
the gay
if,
person.
No, if you were a gym-obsessed, Nelly, eyebrow-plucking queer, then yeah, that would be kind of cliched. But.
Right, but I'm not even close to a cliche gay.
No, of course not. And neither am I.
Yeah, so.
How many faggots are going to go out there and change the exhaust on their car?
Thank you. Oh, you know beer facts. Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you on February 22nd, 2007. You gave us a 1-star review. We love it.
We love it.
It's still there. Makes me proud.
Yeah. There's a special level in hell for people like
right.
you.
So leave us some more 5-star reviews so we don't.
And also, too, that was before, that was way before me.
We've had several 4-star reviews.
I don't think we've had any since me.
Kind of upsets me. Yeah, August 3rd, 2009.
Really? A 4-star review?
Yeah.
Wow.
January 9th, 2009. That was before you got here.
Yeah.
Because you started in February, right?
Yep.
So you guys keep going on and
we need 5-star reviews.
We need them real bad. So anyway, 37 minutes. We got to go.
We got to go.
All right. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week.
Peace.
Bye.